We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
All right, today on the podcast, we are talking about Shopify and specifically Shopify Magic, which is their new AI tool for e-commerce. Shopify is a big player out in the, probably one of the biggest players, honestly, in the e-commerce world. They have some amazing tools. Their software is incredibly robust. And now they have another tool that just takes it up another notch. So I have checked around their website, looked at some of these features. And it looks really, really amazing. Jaden, have you checked this out at all yet?
Yeah, this is cool. I think Shopify is actually one of those platforms that people might be underestimating when it comes to AI. They've actually been rolling out AI features over the last year. Like last year, they rolled out a bunch of features. And then I think they just unveiled over 100 new updates to their platform. And of course, they had AI as one of the key things that they were rolling out into a lot of these. So they have a bunch of new AI capabilities. And really, I think their goal here is to help people work smarter, sell more, and just like create a better customer experience. Mm-hmm. What are the top things that stood out to you in Shopify and Magic?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we talked about this feature. This feature, I think, has been out for a while. But again, the product picture one where it can change out the background to whatever you want. That's really powerful because, you know, as seasons change, as different things change, if you want to be able to change out your background, your photos, instead of having to either pay someone to re-edit them or take new photos, you have that instantly. It's a huge time and money saver. But one of the most interesting ones to me was their turn live chats into checkouts. So we've talked about the chatbot thing before and how that's a powerful AI tool for businesses. But now, if you have a Shopify store, you can just automatically integrate it and it can be set with a goal of driving sales and answering customer questions, just overall making the experience better for the customer and then converting more sales. So I thought that was a super powerful tool.
Yeah, I think those are both really cool. A couple of things that I thought were interesting is they have they essentially have in their Shopify Magic some of the things that it can do, which makes sense. This is kind of a no-brainer, but honestly, it saves so much time if you have to actually build these Shopify stores. It can automatically generate product descriptions. It can automatically generate FAQ pages and other marketing copy. It can create SEO-optimized text for, you know, art blog posts, that kind of stuff. So I think all of those are very useful. Also, that's probably not very, there's not a lot of wow factor to it because it's, literally probably just a ChatGPT integration saying, hey, create an FAQ page for this product page or whatever. But I mean, it still is you don't have to copy and paste it and prompt it on ChatGPT. You just click a button and it can do it there. So I think it does save time. It is useful. One thing that I think might be a little bit more interesting to people, they have a couple more, but one of them is called the Smart Sidekick. So this is an AI powered, essentially e-commerce advisor is what they're calling it, that gives you some personalized recommendations on a bunch of different things, but including managing inventory or acquiring new customers. It essentially is just trying to distill Shopify's everything that Shopify knows about you to help you make better decisions and, you know, sell more stuff. Cause obviously it's in their best interest if you're selling more stuff. And then when you look at marketing, a couple things I thought were interesting were that they were, injecting some of their audience and ad targeting tools with a bunch of new AI features it's just optimizing campaign performances. Shopify actually claimed that its data graph can build custom audiences 2 times larger than what you could create manually, meaning they can essentially, they can figure out who your target audience needs to be. They can find larger audiences than even if you uploaded an email list and tried to create a lookalike audience. It's kind of a common thing a lot of people know from Facebook. But essentially they're saying that they can build bigger audiences just using AI, which I thought was super, super interesting.
Yeah, I mean, one thing people don't realize about Shopify unless you've dove deep into it and you use it a lot, which I personally do, is that they gather so much data that you wouldn't even believe. Every person who is on your website, they know, where they're clicking, how long they're spending. So, you know, it makes sense having this AI advisor essentially telling you, look, people aren't as interested in this product. The image maybe could be more engaging. Would you like me to create a more colorful or more engaging photo for you out of your product? You know, like there's so much data that they have collect through their websites and through their software that, you know, having this AI component is really going to drive sales and help people's conversions like crazy. So, I'm excited to start using it, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. Okay. Here's a couple, just as we're wrapping this up, a couple interesting stats that I recently saw about Shopify that kind of blew me away. So of course Shopify, it's grown a ton. Since it went public, its stock is up over 2,000%. So that's amazing. I think they did their IPO in like 2015. But if you go look at their stock price, I have a friend actually who created like a competitor to Shopify. So like I've been following them and their stock price and everything for quite a while now. Anyways, it's definitely like down significantly since the peak in the pandemic. And I think a lot of tech stocks, like most tech stocks, saw like a similar thing where there was like this huge tech bubble during the pandemic. There it was the ZIRP era. There's no interest, zero interest loans and stuff. And so these valuations got run up a ton. And so this, it's definitely down, but still it's up 2,000% since its IPO. Okay. Here's what's crazy though. Shopify right now, they power more than $200 billion in transactions and their market cap is over $100 billion. That is insane to me. Like absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know, another thing people don't realize about Shopify is that there's entire tech companies based around Shopify plugins. So they just make a plugin software for Shopify and then charge, you know, monthly for it. And it's an entire, you know, 100 employee company are based around a Shopify plugin. So like the economy is much bigger than just the software itself, Shopify. There's all these other companies who are using or who are, you know, making plugins for it, which honestly with this AI tool now, the Shopify Magic, that may put a lot of those companies out of business because it's kind of all becoming, you know, built into the actual software itself. So.
Yeah, 100%. That's so interesting you say that. I had someone recently on my other podcast, AI Chat, and he literally had an AI company. I'm trying to remember the name of it, but it was a plugin on Shopify that was doing, I think, close to or over $1 million a year in like revenue, which was like just phenomenal. And it's just like a plugin that leveraged AI to help you do a bunch of different things. So really amazing. You're 100% right. This is a really big ecosystem. I think a lot of people don't realize like e-commerce is massive. When Shopify is powering, you know, $200 billion in sales, there is a lot of money in this industry. So definitely a very interesting area. I think there's a lot of potential to make a lot of money, and I'm excited that Shopify is, you know, staying very forward thinking and integrating a lot of these AI products to essentially help you build stores faster and sell more at the end of the day, which is the goal. So thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast today. If you got some value out of this, if you have any questions, Jamie and I are doing something where you can leave your question as a comment. I guess this really only works. Spotify doesn't let you leave comments, but Apple does. So if you listen on Apple, leave a comment or any other platform. We'll try to find those too. Leave a comment, ask your questions, and we'll try to read those and get back to you. Where this is the, you know, it's like if you want to send a letter in with a question, you got to do it through a review. That's how we're doing it to try to get more reviews on the podcast. Really appreciate it. We hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next time.